big event taking place at the George Norris home here in McCook coming up on Thursday at 5:30. We want to say good morning to Haley Rose, who is with the Nebraska State Historical Society, who is, I do believe, on the phone with us this morning. Haley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you very much. Thank to Alan for hooking us up as well on this big event with the George Norris home and the State Historical Society. You got a presentation. Tell us about all this big day coming up and what you're going to be doing on Thursday.
Yeah, on Thursday I'm going to come out to McCook and I'm going to talk about State Historic Preservation Month. On Wednesday, the governor is proclaiming State Historic Preservation Month. It's to go along with the National Trust for Historic Preservation, National Historic Preservation Month, and I'm going to talk about how we as an agency manage our historic properties. It's going to be super exciting, and if you haven't come out to the Norris House before, I definitely recommend.
More than 1,600 historic properties and sites around the state of Nebraska alone, is that right?
Yeah, so my role is to manage both state-owned historic buildings and then federally manage or properties that have a federal undertaking on them. And every year I see about 1,600 properties around the state, looking at how they're going to be altered and kind of managing the change to them. That's the role of historic preservation, is to document and manage the change to our built environment.
Now, you'll talk more, I take in the presentation. I do believe Mr. Callahan over at the Norris Home, who's the site manager, will also provide kind of some tours and share some more knowledge on the Senator George Norris Home, won't he?
Yeah, we're going to talk about how the Nebraska State Historical Society got the home in 1968, and we're going to talk about how we as an agency have managed the home and its alterations, making sure that it still maintains its integrity as a National Historic Landmark, but also talking about how George Norris is a preeminent authority in Nebraska history.
Norris Car.
And also, will this event take place right there at the George Norris home inside? Is that where it's going to be held at?
Yeah, Norris and I we're going to give the presentation at the Norris House. Harold's going to talk about George Norris and the history of the site, and I'm going to talk about the history of preservation largely, and then the history of how the site has been preserved.
Also, all the things inside of the Norris House. How about is this still a George Norris car that's still preserved? Is that right?
Yeah, the George Norris car is there.
I'm not even for sure what kind of car it is. So that's I have no idea.
I'm sure Harold would love to tell you about it.
Yep, he will have much more on that. Well, it's a cool thing. I mean, that's George Norris is a huge name to the McCook area. Has been for, always will be, and to talk about George Norris in any which way is one of the best sites around the state is pretty big for McCook, I think.
Yeah, it's one of the 16 National Historic Landmarks in Nebraska, which means that it's not just important to Nebraskans, it's important to the nation. To be a National Historic Landmark is a very high bar. It means that it's not just significant at the state level, but it's significant to the history of the United States, which is something that Harold and I are going to talk about.
I take it this is a free event, is that right?
It is a free event. It's for us to celebrate National Historic Preservation Month and the proclamation of May as the State Historic Preservation Month. So we're doing free events around Nebraska this year at our historic sites. We'll have one here at the Kennard House in Lincoln, and then one of my coworkers is going to go talk about Fort Robb later in the month, and they're all free.
I take it, Haley, they can go to your website, more information on all these different places you're going to be at for different events, presentations?
Yep, they'll be on our website, and they're already posted on our social media. So I highly recommend you check them out and try and get to at least one.